Earlier this month, a controversial immigration rule from the Trump administration was put on hold by federal judges in 5 different states. Even though the new regulation hasn't been put into law, it's still having an effect here in the Roaring Fork Valley. It's being called the public charge rule, and it could make immigration more difficult for those seeking green cards and temporary visas. If the rule were to go into place, immigration officials would consider whether or not an applicant is self-sufficient. So if that applicant is using public benefits like food stamps, housing assistance, or Medicaid, that could complicate their pursuit of legal permanent residency. 3 federal judges issued temporary injunctions to the rule back in the second week of October, and 2 more after that. But even though there haven't been any actual changes to the immigration process, that hasn't stopped people from acting on their fear.
We have a rising number of uninsured patients, and our Medicaid enrollment patients are dropping fairly drastically.
Danielle Wrigley is the advocacy coordinator for Mountain Family Health, a provider of medical care to underserved people, which has offices in Glenwood Springs and Basalt. She says in the past 12 months, they've seen about 1,000 Medicaid patients drop their service, and they've gained about 500 uninsured patients. Mountain Family doesn't check their patients' legal status, so there's no actual record of whether or not those drops are because of public charge, but Wrigley says they have reason to believe they are.
Based on word of mouth from our employees, they're hearing that people are reluctant to enroll for programs or to even see if they're eligible because of this.
Some have even gone as far as trying to wipe out any trace of an indication that they ever did receive health care.
You know, we have had people that have said, can you please purge my records from your system because I don't want anyone knowing that I was there.
And across the nation, reports follow a similar theme. People are reluctant to seek out health care or other public services, not because doing so will affect the immigration process, but because they fear it might. Allison Neswood is a healthcare attorney with the Colorado Center on Law and Policy. She says even people who wouldn't be affected by the passage of the rule are showing that apprehension.
You know, the large majority are not going to become eligible for any of these programs until after they get their green card anyway. So for the most part, this public benefit aspect of the rule is really a kind of red herring that people are hearing about, and it's causing fear.
Wrigley says that's in line with what they've seen at Mountain Family Health.
The rules don't have to change. Like, this law has not changed, and it was pending for months and months, but it changed the behavior of the people.
Wrigley says that change can have some dangerous effects. If people are pulling away from basic primary health care, they're at a higher risk for avoidable chronic conditions and emergency room visits later down the line. Mountain Family is on an educational campaign trying to set the facts straight about what public charge actually entails and who it could affect. But the future of the rule is still up in the air. There are some lawsuits expected against public charge that are awaiting a decision, and the Trump administration is expected to appeal those injunctions. Some experts say this ruling could make its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.